I'd like to call this AMANT's Technical Advisory Committee virtual meeting of Thursday, January 21st, 2021 to order. Mr. Chair, you've already mentioned, or Mr. Baker, you've already mentioned that we do have a quorum. Let's move on to minutes. I'll entertain a motion approving the December 10th, 2020 meeting minutes.
Wheatley, so move.
Bowling, second.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same side. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to staff reports, financial progress report, Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So financial progress report is actually the same one that you saw last month. Due to just the way the holidays work, we don't have our December budget in yet, but if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. We are sitting well in position with spending 29% of the budget, about 25% of the year accounted for. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Curtis? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I move the Sheriff Rittman.
Second, Wheatley.
All right, thank you very much. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to the technical progress report, Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So technical progress, the biggest thing I wanted to let you know is that regarding the Akron MSA and NOAACA's effort to merge those our MSAs together, as of January 19th, guidance was released by the Office of Management and Budget. In that guidance, they are recommending that the identification and delineation of metropolitan statistical areas essentially stays the same as it has. This protects the Akron MSA from any kind of takeover. We are, however, this guidance is posted, and there are 2 months worth of public comment that you are allowed to post. AMATS does intend to write a letter or provide a comment to support the current rules that have been proposed. And we'll be looking for like our chairwoman to sign off on that, et cetera. I did want to let you know that that's where we are. It was just released this week. And happily, you know, I think it kind of maintains the status quo of the metropolitan statistical areas, which we've deemed to be very important for our region and very beneficial to us. Also, in other news, I don't know if you guys heard, there's a new president of the United States. So as of yesterday at noon, we have a new president. We've heard quite a bit of discussion about infrastructure again. I would just remind everyone that we heard quite a bit of discussion 4 years ago and right about now for infrastructure. And there's, you know, the joke running around Capitol Hill is that every week is infrastructure week. So our hope is that, you know, we might actually see, you know, there's been a lot of discussion that there is potential for bipartisan movement on a transportation bill. And just to recall, or for you guys, that, you know, the House about a year ago proposed pretty sweeping dollar amount legislation for the Highway Trust Fund. The Senate pretty much kept a status quo with their bill. Those bills never did go into conference with each other, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I would say, based on the current makeup of the House and Senate, that we would still be likely to see a slightly more conservative bill than less conservative bill, but as always, the be-all, end-all is the pay-fors, and at this point, no one has really suggested any way to pay for any additional funding. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions about either of those items, but I thought I'd kind of focus on those two things, and we can move on.
Good information, Mr. Baker. Thanks for the heads up about the new president. I do appreciate it. moving on to the AMATS Federal Funds Report, Mr. Poulet.
Thank you. Just a couple of things I'd like to touch on. We are now in the third quarter of 2021. There's still $11 million worth of projects in our TIP that we need to try to sell in 21 yet. And three of those projects are Aurora Signals, State Route 14 widening, and the Talmadge Road I-76 interchange. Those three large projects account for $7.2 million of the $11 million that is remaining in fiscal year 21. The other thing I wanted to touch on was looking ahead. In 21, we will be accepting another round of applications. I expect the schedule to be very similar to last time, where we accepted CMAQ applications first. Last time, those were due at the end of July. And then the other ones, the STBG and TASA, were due, and resurfacing, were due at the end of August. And the reason I want to start talking about this, I know it's still early, but, you know, it does take some time to plan and, you know, get together estimates and some preliminary drawings and such. So it's probably never too early to at least start thinking about what you might want to apply for and discussing that with your community. The last thing that I have is the funding policy guidelines went through a major review and overhaul last time. I don't expect any major changes, but if there is something that's on your mind from last time, like something in our funding policy that that you would like to discuss or see possibly see changed, feel free to let me know or Curtis, so we have enough time to go through the proper protocol to have those things changed. And as far as our balances are all in pretty good order now, so we don't have to worry about losing any funds or anything because we moved some jobs around. So that's all I have. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to take those.
And Dave, too, you just reminded me that I failed to mention during the technical progress is that we do now have the PCI numbers for the AMATS area. They are online. There is under our quick tabs, it's Payment Condition Index 2019-2020. If you click on that, it'll take you to an interactive map, but it'll also take you to the raw data, I believe, it should be embedded in there as well, that provides the full Excel sheet so that you can take a look at. Because I will say that is the one thing, Dave, when we look at preservation, I don't think we anticipate changing a lot, but we will be incorporating those new numbers that, you know, as we've continued to vet them, we've been pretty pleased with how the numbers look. So when you do review those as well, please provide us feedback as, you know, we feel really good about so far what we've heard about the reviews of those numbers, but, you know, it's great to have everybody take a look at it as well.
Hey, Curtis, can you repeat, where on the website did you say those were?
Yeah, so if you go right to amatsplanning.org, under the slider bar is actually something that's called Quick Links, and that's usually where the AMATS mailout is, and there's about seven little gray blocks with titles in them. And the one on the bottom, the last link, is the 2019-2020 pavement index data that's a tab on there that you just have to click on. If you need it or can't find it, just email us and we can send you the link as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Any questions for Dave or Curtis before we move on? Hearing none, I see no old business on the agenda. Moving on to new business. Draft fiscal year 2022 transportation planning work program and budget. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as many of you know, our transportation work program budget, which begins during the fiscal year, so starts in July and ends in June, We have to submit a draft of that budget and work program to ODOT in March, and that draft needs to be reviewed by our policy committee, so that's and obviously our TAC. The work program spells out the staff work that's going to be done in the fiscal year of 2022. It includes our overall budget, which is estimated at about $1.5 million. It also includes the local shares that will be asked for in July, and focuses on the key work program or work program items that we'll be completing. The biggest one is we'll be beginning to develop the next TIP, which will be 2023 to 2026. Developing a new transportation plan, as well as beginning to do some more with our data, like our CMP speed time travel, speed travel index information. We're also going to be looking at that as well. So again, this is just a draft. We'll be asking the committee to approve the final in May, but we are looking to have a motion of approval.
Seeking that motion.
Wheathie
moved.
Second, Jenkins, Forge County.
Thank you very much. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to draft transportation outlook 2045 list of recommendations. Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. So I think a lot of you now have already either had meetings with us, myself and Heather, or have had email exchanges regarding projects for the 2045 long range plan. That plan needs to be completed in May of this year. And so the next step for us is actually putting together a list of projects that we're going to be on the plan. Now, as I've explained to a lot of you, the plan, you know, if it's a preservation project, it's consistent with the plan. If it's an operational project or signal project, it's consistent with the plan. If it's a widening project, it's not consistent with the plan, widening being going from 2 to 4 lanes, additional through lane capacity. And if there are projects like that, we do, you know, want to vet them quite a bit. We've spoken to most communities. We still have a few more to get to. And as you can see by the lists that are attached to Attachment 5B, it's a pretty comprehensive list. We tried to include just about everything that under the sun that people said were possible issues or concerns. And I think so I would ask you all to review those lists. If you see things or don't see things, please let us know. And what staff will be doing in the next few weeks is actually culling that list down to a fiscally constrained project list that we can fit into our budget for our long-range plan. I will tell you that for our long-range plan, this looks like it might be the first year of a long-range plan where we will actually not be able to fund all of our preservation needs. This makes sense because, as we've been talking about, we don't have enough money in the future, but what we're seeing now is even our analysis of our preservation needs versus the amount of money that ODOT projects we'll have in our region over the next 20 years will not cover that bill. So, and again, I don't think that's anything that will keep projects from being applied for in these next 4 years and updating the TIP, but I think from the long term, it's illustrative of the fact that we do not have the funds that we need to keep this system in working order. And really with that, I just, you know, we're not looking for any kind of approval or anything. It's meant to be a discussion item where you can review. I will say for Akron, for Mike Tiedecki, Mike Lupica, we are still working with, you know, setting up a meeting with Akron, but we have received a project here and there from people that we've added to the list. And there's a few others that we've still got meetings set up with or had meetings last week that we weren't able to include in the document. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Hearing no questions for Curtis. If you have things you need to get in touch with once you review the list, please do so, as Curtis mentioned. Moving on to item 6, resolutions. Resolution 2021-01, attachment 6A, Mr. Poulet. Dave, you are...
Dave, you're on mute. You're on mute, mute, Dave.
Sorry about that. Amendment 6 is adding engineering and right-of-way phases to an existing project in the 21-24 TIP. That project is Wooster Road West in Barberton, PID number 108240. This is in our TIP being funded by STBG funds, and the construction is scheduled in fiscal year 23. This amendment will add engineering and right-of-way phases to the project, and those phases will be funded with safety money. The engineering phase will be $1.2 million, and the right-of-way phase will be $111,500. The new phases will be in fiscal year 21 and 22. The staff does recommend approval of amendment number 6.
Any questions for Dave? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Jim Bowling, move to approve.
Chris Papp, second.
Thank you very much. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to other business. Curtis, do we have any other business? I know that none is noted, but just
one. Yeah, no, we don't. And I would just say, you know, with these Zoom meetings, I have been in the habit of sending them out as invitations, calendar invitations versus emails. If it's a lot more convenient to be emails instead of invitations, because I know not everybody uses Microsoft Outlook either, just let me know or make a note if you haven't been getting them, because I'm trying to... Get a little bit better process for everybody as we get on here. So if you have experienced any issues, just let me know.
Great. Thank you, Curtis, very much. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Demasi, so moved.
Goodbye, take a second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, same sign. Hearing none. We are adjourned at 1:47 p.m. We'll look forward to seeing everybody at the next meeting on Thursday, March 18th, 2021.